Welcome to the Stabbin' Stylists Podcast. I'm Randa.
And I'm Ashley.
We are just two stylists who love true crime and hair, and we're going to tell you about both.
This is a true crime podcast. These stories may be disturbing to some. Listener discretion is advised. We've been gone for forever.
And ever and ever.
We had mics. And let actually, since we're in a silly, goofy mood, let's start there. We have mics. And to whoever it is who left us a 3-star review on Apple Podcasts and said that our audio is horrible and we hear it when we're editing, we need to fix it.
Yes, we know.
We know. We've known that because this is just a hobby for us. And literally do this when we have spare time. And so we've had to figure it out on our own. Literally YouTube and Reddit. Reddit, I laugh all the time and say Reddit has been the backbone of this podcast. So, but sometimes by the time I figure it out, we've already recorded. And I mean, we have lives. So we're trying here.
It happens.
We were just talking, it's crazy, we're 2 years in. So some of y'all have been here for 2 years, which like
that blows our minds.
So
what? You've listened to us yap for 2 years.
Just in general, when someone tells me they've listened to the podcast, like, and I know there are people who are
I'm still surprised.
Yes. I know there are people who are laughing because they see how like on the podcast, me and you talk, we're so fun. Or even if you see me in the salon, I'm loud and stuff.
Yeah.
But in real life, that's not who I am. And so when like somebody's been like, oh yeah, I've heard your podcast, I freeze up.
I know. I never know what to say. It happened to me when I went and taught that class at Natalie's school. I went and taught a hair class. But they were like, I listened to the podcast, love the podcast. And I always like freeze. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a thing that I do.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
It's weird. So, like, thanks for bearing with us. Thanks for being annoyed with us. Like, we're trying. You don't understand. We're trying. And I don't know. We've gotten to a good place with it. It's funny to, like, look back and be like, we can do this and do this and do this with the podcast. And now it's
just- no, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah. So, thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for watching us grow into what I feel like has probably been our more authentic selves on this. Like, the more comfortable we get.
Yeah. You can definitely tell that we're getting more comfortable.
Right.
As we roll on through the season.
So, yeah, thanks. Sorry that we've not been here. We got mics. They did great on a couple episodes. Then they died. And we kept going.
And then the next month was very busy, so we didn't really get time to make it up. But hey, we're back.
Let's do a shout out for yesterday, too.
Oh, we had the best time yesterday.
We did. We worked with Muse Mind Studios in downtown Cleveland. And fun little side note about that is they own the Opry House. Or the Opry House.
the Opera House.
And they're about to start doing some paranormal work in there. And that's really
cool. He was telling us that they were about to go do like a overnight with a paranormal research team, right?
Yeah. That's super fun. But we all did our personality pictures. We told him we are weird. We want people to walk into our salon and know we're weird. And I think he captured that. So, we had fun with them. And we got some podcast pictures with them. And we're super, super, super excited.
Yeah, can't wait to get those back. Can't wait to share those with y'all.
So anyway, our heads have been in this. We had just, at the time, they've
just been busy.
Yes, yes. And And technology was not on our side. We just had a lot of stuff to do. So we're going to give you a really good spooky season.
But also, like, we're gonna give y'all a little bit of spooky because spooky season.
Oh, I'm so excited. And this is really, like, we're starting to get a fall. And I don't think it's a fake fall.
No, she's here to say. I think our lows are going to be in the 60s for a while. We have had some extreme flooding here lately.
Yes, and our hearts go out to, oh my God, Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Florida.
This hurricane was wild. Nobody expected it this far inland. Asheville is not good right now. I know that. So everybody just be aware when you're traveling that some places are not passable and some places do not have resources right now. Like, I know there's a lot of places in South Carolina that don't have gas, don't have groceries, don't have power.
On the other end of that, that just made me think, also watch who you donate to.
But yes, be aware. Happens,
there's so many scam artists mm-hmm. coming out saying that they're for, you know, this disaster relief, and then they like straight up fucking steal the money. So yes, make sure whoever you are donating to is a like
credible source
or
real foundation.
Yes, Red Cross, Salvation Army, that kind of stuff. Like, donate to real people. Make sure.
Yeah, make sure that your money is going to actual relief funds.
Right. But no, that's super sad. And so we just wanted to kind of acknowledge that.
Yeah, it's rough out here right now in Appalachia, and while we are very safe, we want to make that clear, we are blessed enough, privileged enough to be safe, other people are not.
Right. And we tell so many stories about these exact areas.
These same towns.
I feel like if we just tell those stories and don't, like, mention this and draw attention to this, then that's kind of a disservice.
Yeah, yeah.
And because we actually have, weird as hell to think, the international listeners, too.
That's another thing that blows my mind. Why are you here?
Yeah.
Not to be weird, like, love that you are, but why are you here?
Hey, let's talk about that, because at the salon all the time, we will see that, like, in one town, though, there will be, like, four of you. So we're like, which one of those in that friend group told somebody? And
like, listen to this.
Yes. So we love you. Recognize all the disaster in the South. Watch who you're giving your money to. Help these people out.
We don't get hurricanes up here. This was not something that we were able to prepare for.
Right.
So just keep that in mind. Everybody, we all love a good national park, right?
Yes.
We all love it. But are national parks a cover-up? What are they hiding? So back in March 1st, 1872.
Okay.
Yellowstone is established as our first national park. August 25th, 1916, President Woodrow Wilson created the National Park Service as a new department within the Department of the Interior. So they got their own branch.
Okay.
And they were charged with, at the time, 35 national parks and monuments. In 1933, 56 monuments and military sites are transferred to the Parks Department's care, and officially start the Park Service as we know it now. And now there's like over like 100 or something like that.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of land coverage of national parks.
Yeah.
And they are some of the deepest wilds in our country.
Oh, yeah. Things still live in those
woods
that we don't.
In there.
Yes.
I don't know.
I truly believe that there are, like, animals in those woods that we don't even know exist. Kind of like the deep ocean.
Oh, yeah, very much so. I mean, that is woods like you ain't never woods before, you know?
I've always wondered when it came to national parks if, yes, there are, like, conservation efforts, but if they chose places that couldn't be built on, wouldn't thrive as a city, and that's why they were like, we'll use this little land over here, because yeah, this is really pretty, but
yeah, this is not suitable for people. Right. So
I've always wondered if it was like the reject land.
That's an interesting concept.
I wonder about stuff like, so, you know,
we've watched the missing 411 stuff.
So many of those people go missing from national parks, and then there's this whole setup of there being weather that rolls in right. afterwards, or, you know, they'll just like poof without a trace, or like, and there's no signs of animals and yada, yada, yada. I know they're wild places, but it's crazy to me that so many of them happen within national parks.
Right. And does the like crazy fast rain that comes out of nowhere come because that is like such a...
Well, it's not always rain. Sometimes it's fog. Sometimes it's wind. Yeah. Sometimes it's both. Sometimes it's thunderstorms.
It's the same thing. It's because it's like the only like, not tropical rainforest, but like same concept. You know what I mean? So I've always wondered if that's why it's like weird weather phenomenons. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think the weird weather phenomenon is usually coupled with like a field of boulders or something like
that. Right. Like, I believe things live in those fucking woods that we don't know what's out there.
Well, and then there's like the reports of like lights that float around and stuff. That's the thing that trips me out. What the hell is that?
Especially in like Indian.
Like the brown mountain lights. Like, what the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Who really is?
And especially in, like, Indian lands and stuff is where it makes me, like, really, like...
Like, what?
Is there so much
energy? What did y'all dig up?
Well, not just that. Is there so much energy in this land that you can force those people out, but you can't take their energy out of that land?
I mean, I would... I would venture to say you're pretty easily...
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, let's go back to, like, every fucking mountain in Chattanooga.
Yes, 100%.
Like, yeah, literally, case in point, Chattanooga.
Hi, welcome to Chattanooga.
Man has not walked every
inch of this earth.
You know, it's just in general, like the woods in my dad's house is just in McDonald, Tennessee. It's not that big, but still, there's something weird in those fucking woods.
There is something weird in those woods. There's too many coincidental thing.
Yeah, that was a weird situation. I'm so glad other people were in there to hear that story. But why take people is what I don't get.
Like, what good are we?
Right.
For what?
And most of those people can't have been kidnapped.
No, that's what. But like, where do you disappear to without a trace?
Right. With nothing. Nothing. Or, like, they'll find, like, one shoe. But then you have people, like, mostly harmless. That was weird to me.
That was weird. Did y'all watch that documentary?
I didn't even watch the documentary. I just remember whenever, like, I've seen it on podcasts and when they figured out who he was. Just too much weird shit happens on the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah, unless you're, like, very, very prepared.
Even if you're very, very prepared, sometimes that don't mean dick. No. That's what's scary.
No.
I don't remember my original question here on Jeopardy, but yeah, there's weird fucking shit in those woods.
Yeah, and we're not just talking about Appalachia. We're talking about everywhere. Like, there's...
Yeah.
So, when it comes to, like, the cryptozoology of it all, do you think that they're mainly in, like, national parks, or do you think they're just everywhere?
I think they're everywhere. I think every corner of this world probably has something different hiding in their woods.
I believe that. Something weird.
Yeah.
I mean, people thought like giant squids weren't real until we found them. You know?
Don't get me started on Megalodon.
The Megalodon shark.
But I don't think, for the record, before people come for me, because we have so many fans that are passionate about Megalodon, you know. But I don't think Megalodon still exists, because like people are like, he could be in the bottom of the ocean. No, it's dark down there, so he wouldn't do the same.
He'd know it's dark down there. Yeah, so he's gonna look all gut fucking rotted.
Yeah, like he's not gonna be the same. So I don't
like one of those really old sharks, the Greenland sharks. That's or whatever
exactly
they are,
that look like they're dead. Yeah, exactly what he would look like. So I don't think
maybe they're just really all Megalodons.
They were all
maybe they shrink.
But that's making me think of the Grandma and the Walker on Squidbillies.
So you believe in a whole Jaws situation?
I mean, I think there could be. We have not seen the whole ocean.
Mariana's Trench and all, you know.
Huh?
That's the deepest part of the ocean.
Oh, I didn't know that. There's so many things in this world. And so this is also my thing, since I'm just on a rant. If there's so many things in this, like the ocean and the woods and stuff like that, we don't know about, how could there not be the same in outer space?
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started on outer space.
So
that is some scary shit. You won't talk about black holes.
No, that is weird.
And then these assholes want to try to make one on Earth. Like, stop it.
No, that's not. There are
quit
things,
slamming atoms together.
There are two things that should not be fucked with. And one of them.
Don't build Jurassic Park and don't be slamming atoms together.
Actually, what I was going to say. So, yeah. Anyway.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
That's two wolves who love.
Mm-hmm. Bill Drake. Anyway.
If you have a weird story from a national park, we want to hear it.
Yeah.
Send it to me.
Yeah. I don't have a weird one from a national park. I don't have any, like, weird. I mean, because I'm such an outdoorsy onesie girl. But I don't have any, like, weird.
The weirdest thing that ever happened to me was we were camping and a family of wild hogs just rolled up into our campsite.
That would be scary because they're fucking mean, aren't they?
Yeah, a little bit. And so we just we hopped in the back of the truck and then they went on their little piggy way.
Back to my stepmom. She heard a skinwalker. She literally heard someone calling for help out of her woods.
And she was like, I almost went over there. And I was like, no, you
didn't do that. And a random cat had showed up like the day before and they don't live in the neighborhood. So like, where the hell did this cat come from? I know.
Mm-mm.
I believe there's things in this woods. And not just this woods, all woods, I guess.
In them woods. All of them.
So anyway, that's why we were missing for forever. And yeah, here we are. We're back.
Okay, love you, bye.
Yeah, love you, bye. Happy spooky season.
Don't whistle in the woods at night.
Bye, y'all.